We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Courtside with Christy and Gabe on the Her Hoop Stats Podcast Network. I am Christy Winter-Scott, joined as always in person
this time
by my guy, Gabe Ibrahim, and we are literally, physically, courtside.
Our first in-person podcast, literally courtside.
We're right here. Oh my God. It looks like, oh my gosh. But yeah, Maryland has advanced to the Sweet 16. Two really good rhythmic games for the Terps.
They played their best basketball of the year so far. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. They looked so sharp defensively, which is not something that we've said that often about Maryland this year. And I mean, today was just a vision. Their three best players, Ashley Owusu, Angel Reese, and Diane Miller, had as many points as FGCU did combined. And don't get it twisted, FGCU is a very, very good basketball team. So, Christy, I mean, you know, you've watched this team so much this season. And we talked about this earlier in the year where if it gets together, if they're healthy, if things start clicking, this is a championship-level team. And did you see that from them today?
No question about it. I mean, we were in the press conference, and the head coach for Florida Gulf Coast, Carl Semesco, said as much. He said this team being healthy and clicking the way that they have been clicking here in the tournament so far, this is a Final Four team. He said that.
Yeah.
So that's his observation from scouting and watching the game unfold. I mean, it was tied after the first quarter, but then things started to get a little bit more loose in terms of Florida Gulf Coast and their turnovers, which they're not typically accustomed to doing. They were second best in assist turnover ratio in the country this year with 2.1. And when you have that kind of efficiency, when things aren't going your way, you kind of feel it getting away from you. And that's what Carl Semesco said, but he also said that they played an elite level of basketball on both sides of the court tonight.
Well, you know, it was Maryland stomped on the neck, right? It was, there was that time in the first half, and Coach Semesco brought this up to you, like, right at the end of the first half, Maryland kind of got some separation. Yeah. And, you know, you even saw Ashley Owusu, who is not, Ashley Owusu is not a very emotional, outwardly emotional player. No. And she was out there yelling at people and talking. And when you saw that, it kind of felt like, wow, this team is taking another step. This Maryland team is really coming together right at the perfect time. Obviously, they would have rather had this all season, right? Yeah. But I think that the way they played today was exactly what we thought they would be throughout the year, and they really brought that energy and that fire and the focus too, because that's been an issue with them, is they have gotten unfocused and they've, you know, made some silly mistakes, and we saw a couple of them today, but really, you know, they were able to regroup from them and come back together. And I think Brenda Fries did a great job. I think Angel Reese did a great job in that regard. I think, you know, Diamond Miller really kept the engine going. So his contributions from everywhere, and it just feels like this is the Maryland team that can really push a team like Stanford who they may be playing in the next round.
Right. I mean, when you have a team like Maryland who brings five players who average more than 10 points a game to the floor, you know what you're going to get offensively, or you know what to expect offensively. And I think that's what Diamond Miller said in the press conference. She said, we're expected to play this way.
Mm-hmm.
We're expected to bring this level of continuity, number one, but consistency, number two. Mm-hmm. And I think that's hard to do when you're not healthy all at the same time, which is what they have right now. So they have to carry this strong momentum moving forward in terms of their energy, their effort, and their focus. But I think the defense really won them this game against Florida Gulf Coast. I mean, they did a tremendous job on the flare actions, and they were working on that. Florida Gulf Coast was because of the way Maryland switches. And in that first quarter, it was a little bit of a puzzle for Maryland to solve, and they did that with Kendall Spray going off for 17 in that first half and then being held to no points in the second.
No, and that was the thing that I think was one of the biggest changes is in the first quarter, FGC was getting to those actions.
Yes.
Not just Kendall Spray, but just a bunch of the little things that they do. Their motion was working, and you know, we've seen Maryland fall into these holes and then not be able to come back out of them. This time they came back out of them roaring.
Yeah.
So it was super duper impressive. We'll talk a lot more about Maryland. Obviously, they get to continue playing. They get to go to Spokane. Great for them. You know, I'm trying to think. I mean, the energy here too
was really
incredible.
Good.
And the energy was absolutely fantastic. So it brought a lot. So we'll see if they can keep that energy from the stadium heading into Spokane. I do want to talk about some of the other teams that we saw.
Sure.
Starting with Florida Gulf Coast. I mean, what a special group that was as a mid-major. As you'll hear a lot of quote-unquote mid-major talk on Her Hoop Stats this week. But they came in, they upset, again, quote-unquote upset, Virginia Tech.
Right.
And they played some great basketball, and in this game, they just, you know, they didn't have it. But what did you see from FGCU that really impressed you?
Heart. And hustle and guts. I mean, they're a team that, I mean, they only have one player that stands 6'1". Everybody else is 5'10 and below. And against this big Maryland team in terms of their length, size, speed, I think it really started wearing them down.
Yeah.
But I think that didn't have anything to do with their mental makeup or their capacity to compete the way that they did all season. I mean, they won 30 games. Mm-hmm. Let's understand that. That's not typical. And when you have a team that has only lost three games, I mean, they fought hard and they knocked off a number five seed and a tough Virginia Tech team by 3 points. So you knew what they were able to do or what they were capable of doing. But Carl Semesco, the head coach for the Eagles, said, hey, you know what? They took us out of what we wanted to do. So then you have to tip your hat to Maryland for being disruptive defensively. Mm-hmm. But with 11 transfers on the team and Carl Semesco's ability to put that puzzle together, and not just put it together, but to operate the way that they were able to all season, beating teams like LSU and beating teams like Michigan State in a double overtime 1-point thriller. I mean, that takes guts. And, you know, they won the regular season title in the ASUN. They won the tournament title for the second season in a row. And, I mean, Kirsten Bell. I mean,
what a player.
Two-time ASUN Player of the Year. Going to take her talents to the WNBA, and I know she's going to be magnificent there. But, I mean, just a magical run for a really great team that was selfless, came together for the greater good, sacrificed roles for the success of the team, and they found many successes this year.
And I think it's going to lead to more transfers, to be honest. I think that this little, you know, beating Virginia Tech, getting on national stage, because that was one of the best games of the first round, I think it grabs people's attention. You see the way they play this five-out motion offense. It's gorgeous to watch. When it's working, Maryland really put a stop to that.
They did.
But you look at the way they play. You look at how many players touch the ball. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned how good Kirsten Bell is, but she's always looking to pass and move and play within the offense. And, you know, again, we're going to talk a lot more about her as a professional prospect later. Just as a college player, she was so willing to sacrifice.
Yeah.
And you don't see that from a lot of players at her level, coming and transferring to a smaller school.
Right.
It's hard to find, and Kendall Spray as well, transferring to FGCU from a bigger school. She had a huge impact as well. So I think it's just going to lead, this program's going to continue growing. Also, we got to mention my girl, TK Morehouse. Unbelievable player. That today she had a rough game because of all the length, but in the game against Virginia Tech, you know, against a similar, you know, level of team, she was unstoppable.
Yeah.
So I just think this FGCU program is going to keep going, and I hope to see them on the stage again, and I hope they get another chance to get to Sweet 16, because I think if they get another chance, they're not gonna let this happen.
No. Yeah. I mean, this is their third crack at it, right? Mm-hmm. To get to the Sweet 16, and Carl Semesco said, no, we still have the ability to do that, and they'll keep working at it. But I think when you're talking about a player like Morehouse, you know, we're talking about health, and she wasn't necessarily 1,000% healthy with that plantar fasciitis in her right foot. But, you know, you saw her take her shoe off midway through the second half there and get some treatment on it and came right back in the game and continued to fight. But I think that just puts in a nutshell what this team is made of in terms of toughness, and not to say, well, you have to play through injury to display toughness, but I mean, that kid, I mean, I know she was in pain, but in that moment she displayed a different level of toughness that not a lot of people possess, to be willing to go out there, to be in pain, to give everything that you have, even if it's 60% of the 100% that you want to have. I mean, you got to be able to tip your hat to that and give her some respect. I mean, she had 19 points, 9 assists, and only 1 turnover in that Virginia Tech game, and was a huge difference maker in that contest with her speed and ability to get downhill.
Even today with that plantar fasciitis, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. She also had a really nice finish over Angel Reese, and Angel Reese was playing some of her best defense of the season, so it was really, really impressive. And we're going to hear more from this FGCU team. I'm confident in that. We're going to see them again in the tournament, whether it's next year or going forward. I think they have a great program. Let's talk just a little bit about Virginia Tech, team who came in here, who came into the season really with some really high expectations. And honestly, they could have reached this level where Maryland is right now. Honestly, I think they have that much talent. They just got stuck playing a quote-unquote 12 seed from the quote-unquote mid-major and quote-unquote got upset, right? So just for Kenny Brooks' squad, I mean, they come in here and they're magnetic. You want to be around this team. So what did you see from them that you're going to take away from this weekend?
Elizabeth Kitley.
Yeah.
And her 42.
42.
Yeah. She just went bananas, especially I think she had her 26 of those 42 in the second half alone. I think she was completely amazing and unstoppable down there. And it's just unfortunate that that their season had to end the way that it did, playing that tough Florida Gulf Coast team, who we talk about all the time about their offense, but their defense is pretty amazing as well. So I think against Virginia Tech, I mean, they just couldn't solve that puzzle of getting out to shooters. Florida Gulf Coast knocked in 15 threes in that game, and it was a three-pointer that did them in at the end on an extra pass to the corner to see who knocked that in for the extended win. You know, it was like you knew it was coming, but then that kind of just sealed the deal. And I just think for Virginia Tech and Kenny Brooks, I think, you know, we knew that he was apprehensive about the style that the Eagles play. But I think, you know, great things on the horizon for that team. I mean, they have a lot of great pieces. They did a tremendous job in the ACC this year. Had a lot of great quality wins, so I'm looking for them to build on that next year.
Yeah, and we get to talk about Georgia Amor next year, which we will, because obviously she's a Gabe fave. But I want, you know, Asia Shepherd going to be in the WNBA draft.
Yeah,
I just want to say, like, whatever happens from here on out for Virginia Tech, and we both think it's going to be good things, she deserves a ton of credit. She was the building block. She came to that school as a 5-star recruit, and they had not been to the tournament in a very long time. So she's going to deserve a lot of credit for whatever happens with Virginia Tech. So remember that Asia Shepherd started building this DMV-er. So we have, you know, we're in College Park. We absolutely have to give her a shot. She called you coach, right?
She did call me coach. She's like, hey, coach. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm not in that space right now. But I forgot, you know, she was probably saw me coaching somewhere, you know, South Lakes or something, in a tournament or something like that. But I forget sometimes which hat I have on. Sometimes it's hi Brianna's mom or hi Jordan's mom, you know, or hi coach, but I'm not in that arena or area. But, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, no,
I figured out.
Asia, we're going to see her in the WNBA. And, we'll see where she ends up. I think she has a chance to sneak into that first round. We'll talk about more of that in the mock draft. One more team we got mentioned, Delaware. I came away super impressed with their program, how they carry themselves, how they came in here. And, you know, they did lose to Maryland. It was a 3-point game. That does happen sometimes. But I think the way they carried themselves and how proud, and they left here with their heads held high because they accomplished some great things in the Colonial Athletic Conference. And it's another team that I hope we can see again here in the tournament at some point, because I think, you know, Coach Adair is building something very special there in New York.
She is. I mean, I just think that they had great discipline. They just didn't have all the pieces running well at the same time against a really tough Maryland team. And I think the length of Maryland in both of the games that they won here to advance to the Sweet 16, I think that was incredibly disruptive defensively. And yes, offensively, they can create mismatches. Mm-hmm. They do a great job of getting the ball inside. Maryland scored 54 points in the paint in that game against Delaware. So, I mean, there are ways that Maryland can disrupt you and attack you offensively, but don't sleep on what they are able to do defensively with all their length and speed and size. And I just think that even with all of that factored in, I think that Delaware really competed hard. I think they really did a tremendous job of not quitting, even when they were down by a lot of points. You see teams' body language change.
For sure.
Didn't see that with Delaware. So kudos to Natasha Adair and what she's been able to do there at Delaware going into now her sixth season next year. And I think you're just going to continue to see great things from that program.
Yeah, and that was the first time in the tournament since Elena Deladon left. And they were brought there really by Jasmine Dickey, who will be in the WNBA draft, another player that we'll talk about a little bit more when we get closer to draft time. But, you know, she deserves a ton of credit as well. Like I was talking about with Asia Shepherd, she got this program back to the tournament, and I hope that we see them here again, because they are building something special there. So obviously we had a bunch of other results. You know, Iowa went down in the second round to Creighton. All-time story there that we'll have to get into, that, you know, we have to get home and eat.
How much time we have because, wow, we Creighton. Wow.
And then Miami and South Carolina.
Miami.
Hey. 49-33 was the final score. Not quite the offensive show we got in this one from Maryland, but yeah, I'm still really proud of the Canes. Yeah. But we'll talk all about that later this week in court. So we just wanted to wrap up here from College Park. It was a lovely weekend, right? We had a great time.
It was fantastic. Sitting with you at practices and games and things like that. Oh my gosh, so much fun just to be in the arena with the fans, with you, doing a podcast here, actually courtside.
It's like
mind blown. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. But we're going to bring you all things NCAA tournament, upcoming WNBA draft, and all things women's hoops on the next episode of Courtside with Christy and Gabe right here on the Her Hoop Stats Podcast Network. So until next time, we're going to be right here courtside.
We're just going to be sitting here. Yeah, we'll see you guys next weekend.
Yeah, we'll see you guys later.